Yud Nissan, Monday the 18th of April, Rabbi Moshe Bezalel Losnas, adorning the table.
Morning. We all know it's halacha in Hilchos Pesach to adorn the table. So this is just read the Loshna Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Pesach. In Hilchos Pesach, Siman Tov Ayin Beis, Sif Beis. Yisade Shulchano Yofe Bekelim Noem Kefi Koichoi. One should set the table nicely with nice vessels. Kefi Koichoi, according to his Koich. So, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach will try and explain a little bit the idea behind this. We're going to be on a little off track and then come back to explain this. I mean, there is another reason given off the page. There's a few reasons. Just one of the reasons is Zeicher Lebiza Sayom, that they got a lot of spoils and nice vessels. So that's one of the famous reasons given. But we'll discuss other reasons as brought in the Mishnah Berurah and other places. The Aruch Haim HaKadosh in last week's Sedra, Parashas Tzora, says the following. It says, Zois tia teres ha-metzoira, b'yoyim ta-harosoi, v'huva el-akoyim. B'yoyim ta-harosoi. Says the Aruch Haim, there are people that want to argue that tzaras is a natural illness and it's got nothing to do with Lashon Hara. It's a natural illness. How does it come about? It says like this. It comes about because there's the immune system of the person breaks down and is not clean, and therefore eventually it becomes boils and things like that. Why does the immune system break down? He says, because of tigboiris hamoro ashitizgabe ba'odom. There's bitterness from certain parts of the body, moroshchoira, it comes and weakens the person. And it comes about from atzvus, depression or stress, v'tzoros halev, and
heartache,
but not as in pain, as in things that disturb the person and stress him out. Yeah, that sort of heartache. V'shima moina seichel, which I understand to mean, and for boredom, or not necessarily boredom, but the mind being occupied with things that disturb him, and therefore his body, gets disturbed by this continuous pattern of thought, weakens his immune system. And Amela, things go wrong, boils come, etc. So they want to argue that this is a natural illness. The root of it being stress, and the outcome, a physical illness. Which is very accepted, such an idea is an accepted thing in many, many causes of illness. Now, says the Aruch Haim HaKadosh, the Torah wants to come lafukei that. Because we all know that that's incorrect. Taras is a spiritual illness, b'miyuchad for moitzi shemra, for lashon hara, etc. That's what taras is all about. It's not a physical illness. It's not the usual physical illness that's coming about due to some wrong pattern of thought. So how does the Torah refute this argument? How does the Torah show that the illness of taras is not a natural illness that came about through stress? Rather, it's a spiritual illness that came about through lashon hara. Says Aruch Haim, a bit of psychology. How is one merapa, how does one heal atzvus? How does one heal stress, depression, etc.? How does one heal it? Says the Aruch Haim, v'harefuah hativis lezeh, the natural refuah for this illness, hi harkokas ha'itzoven. If the root and the cause of the physical illness is the stress, then the way to deal with this illness is to first take away the root. Go to the root and take away the stress from the person, relieve him of the things that bother him. Says Aruch Haim, Harefuah hativis lezeh, hi archokos ho'aitzoven, to take away the depression, the inyonim amarchivim libo shel odom umesamchim oiso, and to give him things that gladden his heart and make him happy. So again, if the root of taras is stress, and memela, there's a physical outcome, then the way to heal him would be to relieve him of his stress and to bring him to Simcha. Memela, the body isn't suffering from all this anxiety, and it will automatically heal. And what do we find by Tziras? Punkt faket. Exact opposite is true. We tell him, grow your beard, grow your hair, be unkempt. Go out of town, don't speak to anyone. Anyone comes near you, say, Tome, Tome. We do the exact, a thing that should actually add to his disturbance, to his anxiety, to his depression, because he's all alone, and he's not part of society, and he's, you know, he doesn't feel mechubadik even with the way he's dressing. All this should add to his stress, should add to his illness. And yet, if one does tshuva, and goes out the machna, and does the halachas, and does tshuva, eventually he will heal. So the Torah is showing us that this is not a natural illness of stress. This is due to Lashon Hara, and therefore it can be healed even without relieving stress, because it's nothing to do with the stress. Tziras, this with the simonim of Tziras and the psak of the Kohen, is nothing to do with stress. It's to do with the issa of Lashon Hara, and the healing will be not the natural way to cure stress, rather a spiritual cleansing of the sin. That's what Aruch Haim says. So he says, that's Taich. Zois Tia Teres HaMatzoiro. He says like this. Second. Matzoiro means Moitzi Shemra. Zois Tia Teres HaMatzoiro. How will he know that the reason why he has his Tziras is out Matzoiro, Moitzi Shemra? Maybe it's a natural cause because of stress. On that it says, Biyoim Taharosoi. He'll know it from the day of his Tahara, from the fact that he's getting better, even though he's only aggravated the stress situation, he's only aggravated the situation, and yet it's Biyoim Taharosi, he gets better, he knows, as a Torah Samatsoira, that the reason why he got this Tziras is not because of stress, rather it's because of Moitzi Shem Ra. Okay. That's what the Aruch Haim says. So, we'll just recap one more time the point, very short. The point is that people argue Tziras is a natural illness. And the illness comes about from stress, which eventually affects his body, and he ends up with boils. So therefore, what would be the healing? To alleviate the stress. The Torah says, no, Tziras is Metzoiro Moitzi Shem Ra. And therefore, the healing is not the natural healing. It's a spiritual healing, doing the opposite of taking away stress. Go out, be alone, do tshuva, and you will heal. I'll go upon him. Derech Agav, it comes out from the Aruch Haim, that the way to heal someone with stress is to... even with physical illnesses, many times the way to heal it is to seek the root. And the root, says the Aruch Haim, will be anxiety, depression, and other things that bother the person. And work on being marchiv the lev and getting towards simcha, and then automatically the illness will go away. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings out this nekuda as well. The Mishnah Berurah in Aruch Haim, Sim Kuf Tes Vav, Simchat Nalef, when he's talking about the Seder of Shemoneh Esra. So he brings from the Seder Hayoim, why is Rafa'enu after Re'evon Yenu, God Israel? Why is it after Geula? Why is Rafa'enu after Geula? Says the Mishnah Berurah, from the Seyd Ayoyim, she calls Man Sha'odom B'tzah Einoy Oymed Ma'al Chol Yoy. As long as a person is in anguish, he cannot fully recuperate. So you see the same Yisoyd. You can give him the medicines and everything, but there's a root. There's a root to the illness, and the root to the illness is that he's B'tzah. And until, while Klal Yisrael Angolus, basically, that's the remedy, while Klal Yisrael Angolus, we can't fully recuperate, but there's an underlying message here, that whenever there's, not always obviously, but sometimes when there's an illness, there's a root to it. So one has to take away the tzar, and memela, the illness can be fully taken away. In Mishle, there's the following pasuk, compare it to Zvov, pasuk Lamed. Mo'or einayim yisamach lev, shmua toivah tadashen etzem. So we're not going to go into the shmua toivah, but mo'or einayim yisamach lev. Light gladdens the heart. What does that mean? So Rashi says, Lufi pshutoi kamashmoi, in a simple explanation, it means, mo'oire naim means something that gladdens the eye, that lights up the eye, doesn't mean light dafka. Dovoshu taiva lemares enayim, something that's a beautiful sight for the eye, gladdens the heart. And Rashi explains, what does it mean gladdens the heart? Mesameach alev, umetzachtzeach tukas alev, it takes away the disturbances that the heart is experiencing, the stress or whatever that the heart is experiencing, the ma'or enayim will take it away. What's ma'or enayim? Says Rashi, kagoin gan yorek, a green park, v'naharu samoshkim, and running rivers. Those things can relax a person and yisamach lev. And I had a friend, you don't really need to go to these people to find out such a thing, but I had a friend in yeshiva, he was suffering for a few weeks, headaches, and he went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, Telech layam. Go to the sea, the ma'od tov la'ke'ev rosh, something like that. So akavonim, that ma'or enayim yisamach lev. That's the pasuk. The Gemara Bracha says, three things settle the mind of a person. Eluhein. These are the things. Koil. Music, Rashi says. It means music. He brings specific types of music, which would relax a person even more, but is not possible to be used. But akaponim ein sham. But akaponim koil zeme is relaxing for a person. Mare, a good sight, that's the same as what Rashi said, the Gan Yorok, Naharas HaMoshchim, etc. Vareach, and good smells. These things are Meshivin Dait Shalodon, like Motzei Shabbos, we smell the Besomim, and Shami Seir goes away, what calms us down? Reach. So you see, that Reach has this power. Marshal says there in Chidush HaGodus, Rotzoloima, what does it mean Meshivin Daitoi? Im Hudoyeg, if he's worried about something, or piyogoin, he has stress. These things, meshivin umesirin anochem imen, these things take away these disturbances from him. Koil male marev areach. The Gemara actually carries on over there that there's three things that are marchiv daita shalodom, and that is diro noe, kelim noem, and isha noe. However, that you can put in a separate box because the marshal there has a different, there's different gesoys there, whether it's marchivin dait shalodom, whether it gladdens the heart, or whether it's machrivin, or if it destroys, because you get too used to these things, then you can't manage without the luxuries. So the marshal has different ways of explaining it, so we leave that in a bracket. Now, so again, what we've seen so far is, we said the root of an illness can be sometimes stressed, and therefore the refuah is to help that, to get out of that root, to seek things that will calm down the anxiety, simcha, how? Through Archovas Alev, and we mentioned things that can bring these Archovas Alev, Archovas Adas. The Gaon says, when you actually get to simcha, what does simcha do? So the Vilna Gaon says, a very famous Vilna Gaon, it's amazing, amazing lines from the Vilna Gaon here, Mishli, Yud Ches Yud Dalet, Ruach Ish Yechalkel Machaleyu, the spirit of a man, Yechalkel Machaleyu, V'ruach necheo mi yisa'ena. Says the Vilna Gaon, Ruach ish. K'sho ish tomid besimcha. When a man is always happy, hu yichalkel machaleyu. What does that mean? Af shetovo elav machlel. Even if an illness, chas v'sholem, comes on him, hu yichalkel machaleyu besimchoso yivatlena. With simcha you can be mevatle. Now it doesn't have to be actually going with what we said. Because the Vilna Gaon is talking about someone that's besimcha tomid. And yet he got ill. Right? So what the Gaon could be saying is either skula dika koyach of simcha, or stun, the fact that he stays positive, he has the koyach to fight. But also, as we said, that the root of an illness often is a chesaron of simcha. And therefore, ruach ish, yichalko machaleh, if one is matakan that nekuda, and breaks the root of the illness, which is the atzvus, then he can beat his machala. And he finishes off, ruach necheya, but if one is down, mi yisa'eno, it's extremely difficult to battle the situation. The Peli Yoyetz in Erech Atzvos, when he talks about Atzvos, he's got Arichus, but in one of his Nekudas there, he says something interesting. He says there's a type of Atzvos that comes from Morosh Choyros. That is, I think it means natural sort of Kvedus that a person can have. So he says, that this midah is metuya harbe b'ktas ma'ashira om. I think it basically means that, I'm not sure what he means, if one is mefunuk, one has it. But Al-Kaponim, he says there's a lot of people that have it. And he says, b'frat, the night of Motzei Shabbos, and in the morning, when they get up, they have a certain heaviness. So he says, that, and he says they don't settle that heaviness in the morning until ad ashiyishtu mashka hakave omala oshon. Till they have the coffee and the cigarette. So he says that they have to seek a refuah because it's very difficult for themselves and for the people around them. So he says, what is the refuah? It's again the same thing. Yefane da'atoi ledvarim ha'masamchim esaleiv. He should turn his heart to things that are masameachim. He should look for things, like we said, go to a green, to rivers, whatever it is. You should look for things that masameach the heart. But he says something else, very stark. He says, Umar toiv, she's asik b'Torah. He should push himself to learn Torah. Upekudei Hashem, yishorim masamcheleiv. Torah is masameach the heart. Va'af ke'en levovoi poina, I'll argue, I'm too heavy at the moment. He's down. He can't push himself to learn. It's not going to go. So he says, I can't take a sefer in my hand. Push yourself, open that Gemara, and start shockling. If at the beginning it's difficult, in the end it will gladden his heart. So it's worth that push. I remember seeing once a letter from the Stipler that he says that if you think I don't have it difficult, I do. Sometimes I open a Gemara and I don't want to learn. And I open the Gemara and I sit there and I say the words over and over and over again, and eventually the engine goes. So that's what the Peliot is saying. But he says you have to understand what you learn, not just to read the words. You have to get a kishmak out of your learning, understand what you're learning, whether it's agadata, whether it's divrei chokhma, etc. Bezeh yismach Yisrael ba'oiso. Now, just before we go out of the inyan of atzvos back to the agadah of Pesach, I saw something very interesting from the Sefer HaBris. Sefer HaBris is an old Sefer, about 200 years old, so very, very interesting Sefer. And he says there that it used to be, I don't know nowadays, but it used to be that people, when someone had Moro Shoiro, or someone was doing very strange, peculiar things, they straight away say, oh, a dibuk. And in the call, the Mekubolim, and the Mechashvim, the witches and the wizards, to help redeem the spirit from this person. So says the Sefer HaBris that they're making a big mistake. Because they're causing more damage to the person than good. Because many times, let's first assess the situation. What's the person saying? He sees some demon smacking him with a stick, or something's talking within him, and therefore there's a dibuk. So he says, first of all, the family never believed this child till now. You know, like he says all these illnesses come about, first of all, from something that happened. Something happened bad, an illness or something. With that, the nerves, he says, closed up and affected something in the brain. So once the person's like that, when a person's affected, all he has is a mind that sees what bothers him. Doesn't see seichel, because seichel doesn't sit in a kli pegumo. In a broken vessel. It only sits in a good vessel that's worthwhile for the seichel. Yov chokhma lechakimoy. And therefore the seichel goes away when a person sometimes gets an illness, a proper illness, and the nerves get fakvetched. And Mamela, instead, he just has things that bother him. So then the person interprets the things that bother him spiritually, like psychologically, interprets it to the body. So how does he interpret it to the body? He says, well, I was always taught that there's demons that smack people, or there's dragons that eat people up. So that's what the person sees as what's disturbing him. So the person starts announcing, this is disturbing me. Because like the Ramban says, that a person gets bitten by a dog with rabies or something like that, he'll see in his sheten, in the meraglaim, he'll see dogs. What does that mean? No one sees dogs. So it could be, he says, Anshe Amado say that. He was quoting the scientists of then. But the Sefer HaBris explains, it doesn't mean literally he sees dogs in the water. Whenever he thinks of things, he's panic-stricken and he sees the dog that bit him. That's what it means. So he's seeing dogs. It's not literally there's dogs there, but by him there is. You'll look around, you won't find one. So you think, oh, he's possessed, he's not possessed.
Psychological.
Yeah, psychological. So says the Sefer Bris, therefore, don't start bringing him all sorts of herbs that they smoke, these witches smoke up under his nose, because they're poisonous for the person. They're not good for the person, and you're killing off the person. He says, take them to a doctor. He says, many doctors have healed people with all sorts of, his lashon is, kama mechusrei hadas, minim shoinim, all different sorts have been healed from doctors. They said many great things about themselves, that this is going on, that's going on, and they went to a natural doctor and they healed them. So that's the psak of the Sefer Bris. They don't run to say it's a dibuk. But he says it's not a rule. Sometimes there can be a dibuk. What's the havchona? It says echod mine elef, there's a dibuk, and then you have to bring the real mukobolim, not the 10 ones. So he says, what's the test, as in to know if it's real dibuk or it's not a real dibuk? Says the Sefer Bris, the test is, if the person starts saying things that's impossible for him to have known, whether it's Sodas HaTorah or things going on the other end of the world, and he doesn't have vessels to know what's going on the other end of the world, or etc., then how come he knows, and yet he's doing strange things, then maybe he's possessed, and then you use the Sifra Arizal to redeem him. But otherwise, just because he's saying interesting things and doing interesting things, he's not possessed, take him to a doctor. I only have one question on that. And that is that the Chaim Vilozhina has a whole hakdoma to Safra Tznius, which is a sefer, which the Gaon wrote on Kabbalah. And he's defending the Gaon, because some people were saying that the Gaon didn't respect Rav Shimon, he didn't really hold of the Zoya, he didn't really hold of the Arizal, etc. So he is a long letter, mamash, going to town, how the Gaon, how he sat on every line of Zoya and to fit in every line of Arizal with the Zoya and all the Gisoyas, and how he had Giluyim of Moshe Rabbeinu coming to him, and Eliyahu HaNavi, and how he wouldn't accept Malachim to teach him all the Zoyas, he wanted to schmitz on it himself, etc. And then he has something very interesting in the middle, because he's clearing, did the Gaon though ever have a Giluy B'Hokit? That means he knows he had dreams where they came to him. Did they ever come to him in life? So he says he doesn't know, but one thing he knows, there was a person that came to town, and he was having dreams, and telling people that he dreamt, that, you know, I know you did this and this Avera, this and this time, I know you did this, and he was mamash saying the truth, and people were very frightened, and they're wondering what his koyach is. So they took him to the Gaon, and he said to the Gaon, that 2 weeks ago, on Wednesday, you had sitting next to you on your right, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and on your left, Arizal. So, and basically, there would come over a simonim that this was true, because Chaim Vilozhina knew that that day, the Gaon had a greater gilui in the Zoya on Epsi Nekuda, and also the Gaon's face lit up when this person said it, so it seemed like it was true. So you see, Bahokits could be Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and the Arizal were there. But the Gaon looked at the person and he said, it might be true, yeah, but you should know, the person is a Baal Moro Shchoira. Someone that in deep in Moro Shchoira, in a certain type of depression, can sometimes have Giluyim Amitim. That means even without a Dibuk, even with just the illness of Moro Shchoira, the Gaon held, it was Shayach to know Soidus. So it was only the test of the Baal Abris, Sefer Bris, that says to know whether it's a Dibuk or not, is not foolproof according to this Gaon, because even when it's not a Dibuk, the Gaon holds they can have certain Hasogas due to their depth of Marashkoya, whether it's a Vat of Tumma or something, I'm not sure. There's a Ramban about it as well, that Meshugoyim can sometimes have Giluyim, because Gemara says Shoytim have a certain Ruach HaKodesh. So this test might be a little bit not foolproof. Agaponim, let's go back to the Seder night. Yeah. So the Shulchan Aruch says, as we said, Yisadeh Shulchan. Again. The Rabbeinu Yoina told us, that, I forgot to mention actually, so we'll go to Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina says on the Pasuk, Ma'oir Naim Esamach Leiv, that means literally oir, light, gladdens the heart. Similar to Rashi, you don't need to go to a park. A brightness gladdens the heart. I spoke to someone in property, he told me that by Goyim, almost everywhere he's been, it's dimly lit. Lamps, etc. It's not bright light. By Yidin, almost always it's bright. Yidin need bright lights. Maybe yeah, maybe not. But upon him, the apostle says, Ma'oir enayim yisamach leiv.
What's the meaning you say?
Sorry, Rabbeinu Yonah says, Ha'oir, literally, Ha'oir Enayim doesn't mean a Taira Enayim. Ha'oir Yarchiv Leiva Odom. The brightness, whether it's sun, yeah, when people like the sun, they're in a better mood. Ha'oir Yarchiv Leiva Odom. Light gladdens the heart. Sorry?
Torah's
Oir. Torah's? Yeah. And he says, the halachos yivakshu over tzlilus. Torah also needs, besides for being light, it's better with light. The Gemara says in places that when it was a cloudy day, they didn't want a paskin. They mean they had better thought patterns when it was light. Doesn't mean one can't learn when it's dark, but it's even better. They're going to come up with clearer things when it's light. Now, in that light, that Torah is clearer when it's light. And the Shulchan Aruch says, as we said, to lay the table nicely with kelim noy. The Mishnah Berurah brings, va'af al gav, the b'chol ha'shona, even though the whole year, toiv l'mayat b'zeh, don't put too many nice kelim on your table. I don't know about Shabbos, he doesn't seem to even hold Shabbos, you should put as much as Pesach. Why not? Mishum zeichel l'churban. Don't put too much kelim noy, mishum zeichel l'churban. Ba'b'leil Pesach, mitzvah laharbos. On the night of Pesach, it's a mitzvah to be marbe and all the kelim noim. Why? Shezeu b'chlal derocherus. This is, feel free, gishmak, tables laden with all the riches. You feel, you know, better. Ma'oir enayim, yisamach leiv. It's also ma'oir enayim. It's also a certain beauty, it gladdens the heart. And he says the maril used to be, assume, a moneylender. So he used to get mashkoinas. People used to give mashkoinas. He wouldn't use it all year. And he still didn't use it on Pesach. That would be geneva, maybe. But what we'd do is we'd put a table next to his table, and he'd lay it with all the silver and all the nice things. Sorry? Yeah, mashkoinas from Goyim. He'd lay the table next to him with all these nice things, and he'd look at it, and he'd be sameach bariyosa. Now, the very interesting thing. In Reb Aaron Leib Steinman's Agoda, not his, I got what they brought out lately. Betziloi Chomadati. Rabbi Leib brings a Maril himself. At the end, I knew this, I didn't know it was in the Maril. The Maril brings in the Kutim, at the end of his Sefer, the Rabbeinu Tam, when he had a Shvera Sugya that he needed to learn, and he had difficulty grappling with the Sugya, he'd take a bowl of gold coins, and he'd put it on the table in front of him. Because that would be Marchiv Daitoi. That's again, the Ma'oire Naim Yisamach Leiv. And then he'd be able to learn better. You'll be able to grasp. You see, you can use the Gashmias for the Ruchnias.
Did you get a gold coin?
Sorry? Yeah, where did you get it from? Yeah. Sakaponim. Just to finish off, a very beautiful thing. A very, very beautiful thing. Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman, one year, they brought out his Sefer, Yamalei Pitei Lasecho, on Tefillah, just before Pesach. So he was so excited, very exciting. He brought his chiddush just before, just, you know, struck his business deal. So he said, I want that sefer on the seder table, the hot off the press sefer, make sure to put it on the seder table. You know, anyone who's been in his house knows there probably isn't much kelim noim, it's just about walls there. So put my sefer on the table. Because I'll be mesameach like kelim noim. So they showed him that in the sefer bino le'itin, Nissan, Ois Reish Samach Zayin, is brought that Reb Hillel Lichtenstein, who was Mikola Maya, who was the Talmud of Chassam Sofer, he did the same thing. On the night of Seder night, he would be ma'ata his table with all his kisvei yad. And he said along this. He said, David HaMelech said, Doch, toiv li teras picho me'alfi zov v'chesef. The Shulchan Aruch says, to put the zov v'chesef on the table because it's mark of diet to Shalodom. No toiv li teras picho me'alfi zov v'chesef. It's the chavada, and mekayim the ma'or enayim v'samach lev with the Torah or itself.